From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Schartz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. It's beginning to look a lot like spring in the nation's capital. The cherry blossoms are coming out on cue, so it's real nice. Real nice. I was surprised you didn't give us like an Easter challenge last Sunday. Sometimes you do things like that, but you didn't. We had a great time, and you left us with a challenge from one of our listeners. What was it?
Yes, it came from listener Dan Asimov from Vancouver Island, British Columbia. I said, name a well-known historical figure in six letters with a one-word name. The first and fourth letters are the same. The second and fifth letters are the same. And the third letter is one letter before the sixth letter alphabetically. Who is this person?
Who is it?
It's Xerxes.
Who is Xerxes?
He's the leader of the Persian Empire.
That's a great crossword puzzle name, Xerxes. Well, that's we had over 1,000 entries from people who solved the puzzle. Our randomly selected winner is Laura Spahn, and she joins us from Anchorage, Alaska. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
We're well. How are you? What do you do in Anchorage?
I am a documentary filmmaker.
Cool.
Wow.
Wow. You got something anyone can see?
Well, actually, I do. I have a documentary called More Than Words that's out and about. It usually hits university circuits, but it's about the last native speaker of the Eyak language.
Whoa, how exciting. More Than Words is the name of it. How long have you been playing our puzzle games?
Well, you know, snug in my own bed Sunday mornings, probably 10 years, but just the last 2 weeks, I've actually submitted answers.
You know, it would have been interesting to have had you on last week.
I knew I was going to win last week.
Yeah. Well, but the week before when the answer was the Alaska state flag, and you actually can sing the Alaska flag song?
And almost every Alaskan can. I won't torture everybody too much, but the beginning line is, 8 stars of gold on a field of blue. So, Alaska's flag.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, enough procrastinating with flag songs. You ready to play this puzzle?
I'm as ready as I'm going to ever be.
Oh, well, that's as ready as you can be. All right, Will, meet Laura. Let's play.
All right, Laura, every answer today is a familiar three-word phrase in the form blank of blank, in which the first word starts with M, as in Mary. I'll give you the third word in the phrase. You tell me the first word. For example, if I said production, you would say means, as in means of production.
Okay.
All right, number one is magnesia.
Milk of magnesia.
Is correct. Number two is dimes.
Oh, March of Dimes.
March of Dimes is right. Zorro.
Zorro?
Uh-huh.
Mark of Zorro.
The Mark of Zorro is right.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent. Steel, S-T-E-E-L.
Made of steel.
Huh. I wasn't thinking. Maybe Man of Steel is what I was going for.
There you go.
Okay, try this one. Truth.
How about a clue here?
Yeah, if you're in a difficult situation that is testing you, you would have a blank of truth.
Moment of truth.
Moment of truth is right. Parliament.
Parliament.
In Britain, it's commonly abbreviated MP. What does that M stand for?
The same could apply to Congress if you used Congress as the last word too, Will, right?
Right, yes. Go ahead, Leanne.
Member. A member of.
That's too easy.
Sometimes it is. Try this one. Pearl. P-E-A-R-L.
Mother of Pearl.
Mother of Pearl is right. Ceremonies.
Master of ceremonies.
Uh-huh. Fact, F-A-C-T.
Matter of fact.
Right. And here's your last one, life, L-I-F-E.
Life.
Okay, I'm going to need a clue on this one.
It's something everyone searches for.
Oh, the meaning of life.
Is correct.
Well done. The meaning of life.
Well, and now I may know the answer.
And what is that, by the way?
Making it through the puzzler in one piece.
Huh? Well, here's the surprise that we have for you. Food Network personality Alton Brown, tell Laura what she's taking home.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin. Yay! The 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus. And what's another word for thesaurus? That's right, there isn't one. The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2. Will Short's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press. And one of Will Short's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books.
How's that for a surprise?
Fantastic.
That's Alton Brown. He's coming up in a few minutes, so we're going to talk to him about road food. And his series that he did on the Food Network, Feasting on Asphalt, is now in a book. So we
That's not roadkill.
Yeah, no roadkill on this, man. There's real food in this one, real food on this one. But before we hear from him, we have to hear from you, Laura. Tell us what member station you listen to.
We actually have several member stations here. We have KNBA and KSKA, both awesome stations.
Awesome public radio. Laura Spahn in Anchorage, Alaska. You were swell. What fun we had today. Thanks a lot for playing.
You.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Will, now let's have a challenge for next week.
Yes, think of an adjective starting with over, O-V-E-R. What follows over is a word that has a homophone, or a word that sounds the same but is spelled differently. For example, if the over word were overcast, what follows over would be cast, C-A-S-T, which is a homophone of cast, C-A-S-T-E. And here's the puzzle. Think of an adjective starting with over that is frequently used with the homophone of the word that follows over. What is it? So again, an adjective starting with over that is frequently used with the homophone of the part that follows over. What word is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leah.